Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast about the realities of making it all work whilst juggling everything life throws at you. I'm Libby Langley, business mentor, author, self-employed since 2011 and still making it up as I go along, still occasionally crying into my laptop and still here for it. This isn't shouting strategy from the rooftops. It's about what's working, what's changing, what I'm experimenting with, all shared so you feel more supported and more human in your own messy business. Here's this week's episode. Enjoy. You know when people talk about finding your sweet spot? You can get that out of your head, first of all, you mucky pup. Don't mean that. Not that kind of a podcast. I'm talking about your sweet spot in business. So you hear people talk about that, and I think it might be a bit of an Americanization. However, it's an expression that I think makes sense. You know, we understand what it means. It's about finding that perfect, you know, a Venn diagram where the bit in the middle is the bit that is all the bits aligned, all the sections aligned. That's what your sweet spot is, really. And I wanted to do an episode about this because I think it's something, honestly, that I've been chasing for about a decade. So when I first started out in 2011, that's 15 years ago this year, I just did stuff that was interesting. So social media was what I focused on, as you know, if you're a long-time listener. Social media is what I focused on, and teaching that and doing business strategy and consultancy and coaching, all that stuff too. And I just ran workshops a lot of the time, ran a lot of workshops for people. They were priced really reasonably and they were delivered locally. And that was the core of it. I did a load of online stuff like BTEC and social media and, let's say, strategy and consultancy, one-to-one stuff. But the core of what I did was that. And I was really good at it and I really liked it. And so I would say that that was absolutely a sweet spot. And your sweet spot will change over time, right? Because you change, the market changes. I don't know, your income goals change, maybe your life changes. But it, looking back, I've been doing a lot of analysing recently. Maybe I'm having a breakdown and or existential crisis. However, useful content, so stick around. But, you know, what was so different back in the early days and what in 2025 really caused me to burn out and then to get shingles and all that stuff? And where's my sweet spot? Where's it gone? Too tired for any of that. what's kind of really changed in business? And I know that by me thinking about my own business, my own journey, because I've been in business so long and because I've worked with so many people, I know that it's useful to you too, because there's a lot that resonates and a lot that you can see yourself in. So, you know, sweet spot is this kind of phrase, like it's a destination that people eventually arrive at. And I think there's a pressure on us to find our sweet spot. And therefore, that kind of gives you the impression that you need to learn more or do more or be more or have more, right, in order to find it. And something that you kind of stumble upon, you know, you engineer it with enough thinking and enough tweaking. If you do enough editing, eventually you'll get the sweet spot version, right? And I, to be honest, I'm a bit suspicious of that framing now. I just don't believe it to be true. And I think because I am probably still burnt out, in burnout, I'm in my pyjamas right now and it's 12:52, the time of recording. So, you know, not kind of feeling all that sparkly still because of being poorly and everything, the house renovation and all that last year and going into this year and kitchen fitter being here for 72 hours one week, Monday to Sunday, and my cat dying and all that stuff. You know, it's just, I'm utterly depleted, right? So I'm kind of thinking about stuff quite a lot. And it is quite interesting because what I've done is decluttered a lot of stuff, if you'll know if you listened to last week's episode. And I've basically just cut an absolute ton of stuff out. Like, I closed my group program, so I got rid of the Zoom calls that were great. You know, there's nothing about the clients, but in terms of the kind of pressure and structure, they were a lot. They felt like a lot of energy for me to have them in my diary several times a week. And what's felt really different going into this year is just recognizing the fact that I neither cannot nor want to do lots. and making more of my thoughts is actually proving to be quite exciting because I'm opening myself up for much more interesting opportunities. And so the last few weeks, you know, grounding them in my recent experience, they felt different. They've not felt dramatic in the slightest and definitely not exciting. Interesting, but not exciting, but definitely easier. And this decluttering of things and obligations has been very, very helpful. And certainly these podcast episodes, I've really enjoyed the few that I've recorded this year because I'm musing as much as anything. And so that's good for me, but it's also good for you because it helps to ground you as well. And there's a million podcasts that you could listen to that are about growth or development or mindset or culture or blah, 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 hustle, whatever. But this is much more, actually, do you know what? Sometimes it's just really hard and life really sucks. And also we can run a business too. And this is how I cope with it all. This is how I manage it. So just really, really leaning into that has felt really good for me. And interestingly, my listens are up quite considerably. So I hope that it's resonating with you too, right? But this is the point of when you just absolutely be yourself, however you're feeling and whatever version of you exists right now, the easier it is to be and the more people resonate with it because it's not fake, right? And there's so much fakery around. Bloody AI generated podcasts, and so much curated stuff on Instagram and it's not like that. I think more and more it's just a bit of a shit show a lot of the time, and I think a lot of us are actually not struggling to cope. That makes it sound a bit more dramatic, but just weighted down, you know, we're tired. And maybe that's a stage of life thing. Maybe that's the world is really terrifying at the moment kind of thing. Maybe, all of those things, right? And so just for me, noticing these shifts, actually, I think I might have found my sweet spot. It's really interesting. By just becoming a bit of a vegetable, I'm like, ta-da, they're ingenious lies. And it's because the packaging has gone, if that makes sense. You know, got to wrap everything up in a perfect program or a perfect whatever or super polished. And it's like, nah, actually, there's too much of that out there. And also, I'm in my pajamas. So another reason I stopped doing video. Okay, so I'm not doing any big announcements or anything. I'm just talking about what's changed and what's shifted. And I'm approaching all this now with a sense of curiosity. I'm a bit tentative, to be honest. I'm a little bit apprehensive about what the future holds, but it's certainly interesting. And if I hadn't have been paying attention to myself like the super woke, in tune, and intuitive person that I am, I'd probably have dismissed this period as a lull. But it doesn't feel like that. You know, it feels like a real new beginning and an exciting one because it's very gentle. And that's all I can do. And I accept that that's all I can do. And that's fine. So it's cool. So sweet spots, right? What you think a sweet spot might be and why this didn't help me is that the narrative, Instagram, I'm looking at you, but the usual narrative is your sweet spot is like a perfect offer. Right? It's a really super clean niche. And it's the thing that finally works. You can capitalize all of that. And the framing of it, that sort of framing of your sweet spot, it will keep you searching for things. It will keep you trying to come up with really clever names for a program that you keep adding more into, or a service that you think, actually, do you know, all of these, this needs to be recorded, and then I need to somewhere to store that, and oh, I might as well make it into a course, and yes, you can have 24/7 access to me, and we'll have daily Zoom calls, and, you know, all of this stuff. And that isn't what most people want and need. It just isn't. And a perfect offer is great, you know, like a short course to teach you how to, oh, I don't know, use the camera on your phone better or something like that. That's a specific thing that people can learn, right? And yes, the sweet spot there can be you sell loads, you sell thousands and thousands and thousands of them. And that's a process that works. But for most of us who are service providers, that methodology doesn't work, because it's about us, because we are the business. We are the face of the business. We are the name of the business. We are the person who does the delivery. And so you can't formalize yourself like that. You can have a process that you follow, right? Absolutely, in the way you support people. But by trying to perfect it all or have this really super clear niche, I don't think is a sweet spot. And the niching is interesting because I've done episodes on finding your niche before. And it used to be absolutely, right, let me picture Sue. She's 47. Her kids are leaving home. She walks her dog. That's when she listens to my podcast. And she's run her own business for 6 years, having come out of corporate, and she loves it, blah, 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 right? Super niche. And hi, if you're listening, Sue, yeah, talking about you. But that's how it used to be. And certainly that kind of stuff is useful for if you're doing ads and those kind of things. But you are your niche as well. And I know that might be a bit of a wanky thing to say, but it is true. Because if you know certain things, you're passionate about certain things, you talk about certain things, that is a niche, right? You don't have to get involved in the other things. And so if you talk clearly and concisely, I'm not very concise, am I? But clearly and concisely and succinctly about your passion, your focus, that's a niche, right? So you don't need to refine it more than that. You just keep talking about that. But this continual quest for the perfect offer and the super, super tight niche, it keeps you searching for this sweet spot. Where's my sweet spot? I must find it. Like a teenage boy fumbling about in the dark. But it keeps you tweaking, it keeps you optimizing, and it keeps you adding. And Christ only knows the amount of things I've done and added and tweaked and shaped over the years. I don't know. I mean, I think in life too, I think certainly when it has come to holidays and things, well, I can do bigger and better holidays. I can do all of that. If you can do that, I can just watch me. And it's like, actually, the best things are just when we just get in the car and we drive across the continent and we just have a lovely time. Not really doing anything particular, maybe going to some theme parks, but really simple and just enjoying each other's company. I don't want a super expensive holiday in Dubai. Absolutely not. But because that's the narrative that we're fed, that that's the definition of success, we lose sight of what it is that we actually want and we actually need. Yes? Mm-hmm. See, it's all making sense now. And also tweaking and optimizing and adding, it's like, how many more layers can I put onto this to show everybody that I know what I'm talking about and what I'm doing? I know that I will find pleasure in some really, really simple things. And then I will say to myself, or I catch myself saying, a bit of a joke to my husband, but I'll catch myself saying, but I've got an MBA. And it's like, so, yes, I know a lot about a lot of things, but actually that doesn't mean that you have to do them all. Yeah, you'll be the same. Yeah. And finding your sweet spot, genuinely finding your sweet spot, actually has meant doing more thinking. It's meant about kind of more identity work. I don't know. I don't really like that thing because that's a label. But finding out more about myself and what I genuinely enjoy. And actually, I've done some super nerdy autistic analysing of how I've actually helped people over the years. And I mean, I've worked with, I don't know, 7,000 people. It's a lot of people. So I can't remember all of them specifically, but I can remember a lot of the conversations and a lot of the kind of general gist. And it is my sweet spot, as I've discovered, is people come to me when they have hit some kind of a frustration or some kind of a wall or some kind of an overthink or some kind of a existential crisis. Because they feel disorientated. And that could be about something specific like marketing, but marketing's generally speaking not the answer, just saying. It's this, what am I doing and why and who, what? And I've got lost under all the stuff. And that's when people come to me. And that's always been when people come to me because I'm really, really good at taking that and making it simple and making it straightforward and making the trees really visible through the wood. And so that's my sweet spot. But because I know so many things about so many things, and don't say that to be a knob, it's just, it's true. You know, I pick up a lot of things and I've been to a lot of conferences and events and I've read a lot of stuff and I've been in business a really long time. So of course I know a lot of stuff and I've got an MBA. I've always tried to be the expert in lots of things. And actually the bit that I like is you come to me because I've got, you know, I'm making a few grand a month and I'm, you know, my business is good, but I'm just not happy and I don't know why I feel so stressed and so tired and I don't know what to do next and I've forgotten why I started it all in the first place. And that's when the magic happens. Absolutely. And so analysing all that and thinking about it all has really helped me just go, well, that is a thing. You know, that is a thing in and of itself. It doesn't have to be, I'll help you 10x your business in 10 weeks. That's somebody else's skill. It's not mine. And if you're feeling a bit disorientated, then you do not need somebody who is going to help you 10x your business in 10 weeks, because that is just going to add more on your plate that might kill you. So I don't recommend it. So it's just, you know, we're always kind of chasing something else and we don't need to chase anything else. So recording these last few episodes has really helped me just to settle into myself. I don't feel like I need to hype myself up. I'm not rehearsing any of this. I'm not solving a particular problem that you have. I'm empathizing with a way you might be feeling. Not today, but, you know, last week, next week, sometime. You know you felt it and you know you feel it again if you're not feeling it now. And I'm also not really worrying about so much about how it will land, because I know it resonates and I know that it does, right? And so it's helped me to be better in my podcast. It's helped me just rock up and record. Also, I've said this lots of times, but not doing the video is the best thing that I ever did with this podcast. It's probably nearly a year since I stopped doing it, actually, but I still am grateful every single time I record that I can just sit here and talk to you, and it's much more intimate and it's much better. And something else that I am doing is enjoying the whole process again. You know, recording the podcast, just like, you know, oh, I've got something, this is going to help you. Listen in. And the emails as well. You know, my emails, they're much less sort of formulaic than they might have been. And they're just me writing. And also, I think that it's really important that we are all more like that, because AI is making every single goddamn email sound the same. You know, here's the thing. not this, not that, just so-and-so. Writing like things, one line, one line, one line. And it's like, you know, it's just, there's a real, they're horrible. And I'm just like, you know, there's a couple of people whose emails I've been getting for years. And I'm like, you're now getting AI to write these, or your assistant is getting AI to write these, or your copywriter is getting AI to write these. And they're not as good. And so losing that slightly rambly half sentence, oh, wait a minute, here's a little other thing to tell you. AI can't replicate that. Certainly not, you know, they can't replicate the way I talk and the way I work with people and how fast my brain moves. And so I've sort of stopped trying with that. And I say this very quietly because ChatGPT is obviously listening. I love it, right? I talk to it every single day about ideas, about perhaps simplifying my 33,000 ideas. But I don't get it to do stuff for me. I get it to support me. And all of these things are part of me finding the sweet spot, right? You know, it's a real relief. And that's what I want for you. I want you to, when you feel relief, you know you're in the right place, even if it's not all that shiny, and certainly if it's not all that polished, right? So there were clues. When I look back, but I didn't clock them at the time. So these are your signs that you're near your sweet spot. I'm sorry, I can't do it without laughing. I'm such a child. convincing people, people pleasing, right? When you, well, they're two different things, but when you feel like you stop needing to convince people of why you're good and you just believe that you're good, and I mean genuinely, that's when you found a sweet spot, yeah? It's not, I'm not saying there aren't confidence wobbles and there's not a bit of imposter syndrome and all this, but actually, you know, do you know what? I am good at this. I am, this particular thing I am really good at, and I don't know why. It's just, I just am. And that's okay. That's a sweet spot. Absolutely. So you need to explain yourself less. When you find that you're just super comfortable with it, you'll know that you're in the right place. And you're okay with pauses and not, and you don't feel like you need to rush to fill any space. Space is just space. That is a wonderful confidence there. I like, I'm just not going to do anything today. That's fine. I'm going to record this podcast and then I'm going to watch telly, and that's fine. Because if that's what you need in order to continue to run your business and continue to stay sane and continue to protect your mental health, then that's what you should do. And running your business around that is what's important. Yeah? Sure. The more you hustle, the more you earn, probably, maybe not, but probably, you know, whatever, I don't know. Then, but, you know, you'll be dead by the weekend, so don't do that. And this sweet spot feeling is a real feeling of calmness, of just like, do you know what, actually, this is good. This is fun. I'm quite happy with this. And that's a nice, nice feeling. Certainly for me, I'm less interested in being impressive. I've been impressive. It's fine. I'm less interested in that. I'm less interested in the spotlight. I'm more interested in just supporting people, helping people, and earning some money from it. In all honesty, I don't really want to do stuff on stage anymore. Certainly not this year. It's not something I'm focusing on, because I want to be quiet in my own head and my own space. So this is really about being met rather than chasing, you know, letting go of containers, doing less, but feeling more present. And that's so, so important. And one thing I would absolutely say is this, for me, it's not that I care less. I think I actually care more. I'm just not trying to prove it anymore. That's the difference. So your sweet spot. Generally speaking, your sweet spot is going to be revealed by removal, not creation. You're not going to find it by looking for it. You're going to stop doing the things that weren't it. And that's going to be when you're like, oh, maybe I was here all along. And if I stop worrying about all the other things and trying to add layers and complexity, I'm just all right, kid. You know, this is good. And that's so, so important. Simplifying your everything is going to make things better for you. It's going to give you the time and space to breathe and just relax and enjoy what you're doing. And that lightness, I talked about lightness quite a lot in last week's episode about decluttering, but that lightness makes you more attractive to people. And you can go into networking meetings or events or whatever and just be. And people will like you for that. And then when they say, what do? You say, oh, so I'm Libby and I help people reorientate themselves when they've got lost in their business. Do you? Huh. Here's all my money. That's how it works, right? Because we become more interesting, because we focus on things more specifically by cutting more out. You're taking the pressure off yourself. And I've got 100 examples of things like that, but certainly the one that I want you to really think about and sit with and see what your answers are to it is, when do you say I should be doing more? When do you say that? I should be doing more. And what are you saying it about? And then ask yourself, well, why should I be doing more? What's missing? What's not right? What works? What doesn't? All of these things are really good questions about it. And I just want to kind of end on a bit of a warning. When you think you might be approaching that sweet spot, you know, if you think, do you know what, actually, this is good. there's a danger of trying to lock it down too fast. And this is, I know, I'm very guilty of this. It's really important that you don't name it, package it, protect it, you know, monetize it, or over-explain it, right? Because I think there's a comfort in having a thing that's named and a thing that's very clearly packaged, but you don't have to, you can just be within it, right? And yes, you, if you're selling something, you need to have some, you know, people need to be able to buy it, right? I don't mean that, but it's to over-package it, over-glamorize it, rather than just being it. And I want that you to let that kind of sit with you, because I've been very guilty of that and I'm not going to do that this year. And if I do, please call me out on it. Go, oh, I've lost this, launched this amazing thing and it's got all these different elements to it. Just go, you said you weren't going to do this. And I'll be like, shit, yeah, I don't want to do this. What am I doing? So don't rush it. Please don't rush looking for this and don't look for this. Your sweet spot, you might already be in it already. You might already have found it. And this is what orientation is, right? This is what I'm really good at, is helping people just go, oh, yeah. And so if you want to be reorientated within your life, then drop me a message. There is something coming soon that's not a package, don't worry, not a program, but there is something coming soon. But if you think, do you know what, I need a bit of that, then drop me a message and we can talk about it all. So I'm leaving you with a thought, not a task. If things feel slightly easier for you lately, if you've stopped forcing something, if you're less interested in proving yourself, then you might not be drifting. You might be getting closer to your sweet spot, and you do not have to name it yet. Let it be enough. Okay. This is exciting, isn't it? It's like super gentle. Just let's all just sit together in the space and make it nice. So here for that. The world needs more of that in 2026. So thanks for joining me today. Drop me a message, Instagram, LinkedIn, email, whatever, and tell me what this has hit for you and how you're feeling and what else you need. All right. Lots of love. I'll see you next week on another episode of Messy Business. Bye. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Messy Business. If something sparked a thought or started a shift, I would genuinely love to hear about it. Let me know on Instagram @Libby Langley. Until next time, make space, stay curious, and do more of what you love.